from you.
Hey, everybody. Oh, weird. So, apparently when I turned the mic on, it got the last little snippet of you saying poop. Little sonar.
Oh, excellent. Poop.
Riff and I will frequently, when we're testing our mics, which creates a lot of feedback because I always have my speakers on, we'll go poop, poop, poop. And it's like, you know, little sonar pings, except we're talking about poop.
Yes. It's really mature and enlightening.
Yeah, anyway. So that was what you heard, was something that Riff said a long time ago. This does some weird caching with microphone stuff, which is why I'm constantly hearing an echo of myself in my speakers.
Does it do some Johnny caching as well?
It does. It does. And it all of its bowls are cached at every available opportunity. Grok the Mad says that our voice levels are good and that we have nice poop.
And when's he been looking? I didn't authorize that.
Yeah. Anyway, I was messing with my emails, and walking on clouds and flipping off rainbows. Yeah, sorry guys, I kind of forgot that there was a radio show countdown going on. Anyway, yeah, this is Jick and Hot Stuff and Riff and Zeno.
Hello.
Morning.
Hola.
Anything we want to talk about before we get into the questions?
No.
Comic-Con is soon, thank goodness.
There is apparently going to be an article about us in the print version of Wired magazine. I heard back from the guy today who I'd been talking to about it for a while, and he said he finally got the green light from his editor, and I wonder if an editor is anything like a Skeletor.
Probably has less bones.
They're more evil.
The power of strike through.
The Skeletor really has more bones than most people. I think they're just more visible. And really, it's only his skull, right? I mean, because he's got, like,
muscular
body.
He's pretty buff, yeah. Except he's blue for some reason.
Is that his skin? Or I thought it was like a unitard.
If it is a
unitard, then he's wearing a purple fur loincloth over top of it.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I usually do when I'm wearing a unitard. Like a nice unitard loincloth.
It's true, he doesn't appear to have any nipples, so maybe it is a unitard.
Maybe he just doesn't. Maybe the undead don't have
have nipples.
You guys seem to be really boned up on Skeletor.
Yeah, I've got a bone to pick with you over that joke, Hot Stuff.
I'm gonna say nothing.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go where that seems to logically progress.
Remember Kirk Cameron's friend Boner on Growing Pains?
Yeah, actually.
Whose name was Sylvester Stabone. Yeah. Fred Levi says, I'll be sure to remind you closer to next Jarlsuary 1st that you should implement New Jarlsberg Day. I would like to come up with a hey, that would have been my birthday this year.
Yes.
Are all these on the 1st? No, these are like at the end of the month.
Well, remember we have 8-day months.
Oh. So, weird.
Yeah, that is a little strange that they're...
Anyway, yeah, at some point we should do some kind of Jarlsberg holiday.
We need to rethink the whole calendar and make it more interesting all around.
More interesting all around.
Yeah, well, like, you know, a holiday every month, like we've been thinking about doing forever.
Right. Which basically equates to a holiday nearly every week.
Well, right. But, I mean, a lot of it can just be stuff that, you know, like Oyster, I don't think we're not screwing with that anymore, right? Like,
yeah.
It just happens. So.
Yeah.
And Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Valentine's Day. I mean, we periodically add new Valentine's or whatever. Maybe
that, that's not exactly the...
Right, and, like, as the fancy strikes us. Or as we get struck.
Each day has been different every time.
Yeah, God, that's been a nightmare too.
Well, not really. I mean, it's not like we don't see it coming. Because well, who drew these icons on the calendar this time?
Slaenia.
Yeah, I see. Because they're not nearly as shitty as what I would have drawn.
Or anything that I could draw.
Yeah.
Which is usually my best attempt at art. Shows you how good I am. I'm the one who usually draws them.
I wanna put the digital display that we bought for Comic-Con up on the wall and have a calendar on it that has all of our important information. and that is, like, updated with, like, moon phases and radio shows. And
I don't know that I want it right there.
Well,
I would like to free up... I'd like to have an entire whiteboard that's mine. That's what I'd like.
We can have it on a... we can put it up here and have it, like, on a retracting, swiveling mount so that...
And have a remote control. It just constantly is spinning, so you can see it from every side, but only for, like, a second at a time.
We could move this nuclear war poster and put it above the water bot.
It's too big, man.
Yeah,
this is 10 dozen minutes of talking about how we're going to remodel our office.
Wasn't it the plan to just put it up on the wall next to where Riff and I sit?
Maybe.
That would work, too.
Maybe, we would have to, like, drill a hole and put a computer... Well, if we put...
You can buy $100 mount for a flat-screen TV.
No, I was talking about the computer that drove...
Speaking of $100 mount, how's your mom?
Anyway,
we could run it. I mean, somebody could run it as like a third monitor off of their computer and just not ever fuck with it, you know? I don't know.
Look at me. My computer can't handle a third monitor.
Well,
I tried.
Deathman3354 says, OMG, please play Domo Arigato again. That song is great. And Banged Her, I Trust. That might have been a mistell. otherwise, And Banged Her, I Trust. Maybe that's a song? Quietus said, you should make it so Wanged can't be removed using an antidote. No, I don't care if you want to waste your antidote removing that.
Yeah, there would be, like, no stopping it otherwise.
Smackfarl says, why did you guys nerf the healing powder? Ah, the pain, the agony, all the early game substats gone, like, so much smoke, me sad now. Well, like I said last time, if it's this big of a deal to nerf it, if fixing it, if making it work the way that we originally intended was such a horrible nerf that it's just useless to you now, then it was obviously way too powerful as a result of the unanticipated bug.
The ability to use it with a WAD is way more powerful than it was with the low-end stuff, so...
Just not for speed ascenders, and...
What do you mean? I mean, you can't pull 15... You weren't going to pull 15 little things out anyway, right?
Yeah.
Now if you really need the stats, you find something that you can smash into a WAD. Or something that you can combine. You get enough stuff that you can combine into a WAD.
Assuming you're in the right class.
Well, right. I mean, every class has different strategies. That's kind of what we're going for.
Fred Levi says, wow, so Cloaca Cola lives. I thought it died in the Cola Wars, which was why you could only get Dyspepsy Cola in the present. I guess not. Well, we've kind of, you know, the recent events in the kingdom have sort of thrown the outcome of the Cola Wars into turmoil.
Yeah. Good narrative justification there.
Yeah, what with everybody always wandering into that battle,
yeah,
and there being like five times as many soldiers in that battle as actually lived in that time.
Yeah. You also might notice that it took 3 years for anyone to discover the Citadel. So,
yeah,
you know, it's hidden far enough away that it was common conception that this Pepsi Cola was the only one still produced.
Zy Vernon says, the use item drop-down / button is not centered in the fight screen when the others are. I think that might have something to do with the way that it's coded to deal with dual-wielding.
I did that. I made it so that it works better whenever you have double-fisted Fungsling or whatever it is. Ambidextrous Fungsling.
But does it look worse when you don't?
I don't know.
I mean, if we could make it kind of look good in both cases, that'd be best.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like something that's not worth spending a whole lot of time on.
I'll do it then. Unguided said, there are so few monsters that deal cold damage. Will there ever be more? I'm going to let those creepy labs, be
Labrador Retrievers?
That.
What?
Di Vernon says, if you beat the tavern quest and click the tavern cellar link under last adventure, you can get back to the cellar after the quest is done.
But you can't actually do anything there.
Yeah, that's
there's a couple things like that let you back in, but like the island store will let you in, but it won't let you buy anything.
Oh, weird.
I think the knob.
Oh, if you force the URL in there, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
a little weird that there is actually a link to that. Maybe we should.
Well,
is that an adventure now? What? Maybe we could have that adventure suppress the last adventure link. But I guess that's not a regular adventure.
Well, I forgot what we were talking about.
The tavern. Tavern cellar link after you've completed it. Vorthak says, Jake keeps saying huzzah. Has he played Dokutsu Monogatari? No.
What? What?
No. Dokutsu Monogatari.
Is that like the Renaissance Fair in Japan?
I don't know. Is it something that you play with only one guitar and a Sith apprentice?
What?
Dooku Monogatari?
The first time I think I ever heard huzzah was when I went to the Ren Fest in Colorado where I grew up. And then everybody said it.
Yeah, that looks like a Japanese word and I have no idea what it is.
Huzzah?
No. Dokutsu Monogatari.
Karado says, I know there are Neil Gaiman fans in the office. Have you guys seen Mirror Mask? Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I
yeah.
saw it in the theater.
Yep. I've got the DVD and two of the big old photo books recently.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oatgan says, how about making an Eric Bauman familiar that just takes all of your meat when you win a battle? It's the new Pet Rock.
Except for the Pet Rock does nothing. That would be less useful.
Yeah. It's kind of funny, though. Let's see. Menden says, south of the border needs a bean-carrying donkey. It can punch. Haha. Get it? You're a recipient of a donkey punch. We also need to implement that zombone so we can have the rusty trombone drop. Yeah. And it can just do, like, sleaze and stench damage.
Yeah.
Now I kind of want to do that.
Add that to the Tuesday list.
Is that a Cincinnati bow tie? I don't even know what a Cincinnati bow tie is. It's just from 40 sounds
year old.
Yeah, I watched a 40-year-old version today.
What'd you think?
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I've yet to meet anybody who doesn't like that movie, and I've yet to meet anybody who was at all interested in seeing it based on the previews when it first came out.
Yeah, that makes me wonder what they were doing when they put that preview together. Because
I think it's not the same people that really have anything to do with the movie that make the previews.
True.
So it was just a disconnect between the guy. The trailer making crew they got just didn't understand what the hell the movie was or something. In a world.
I watched Anchorman again recently, and it's a decent movie, and it has like almost all the same people or a subset of the same people as 40-Year-Old Virgin, and I don't find it nearly as good though. I feel like either the script the 40-Year-Old Virgin was just better or the particular blend of comedy that they got from the four main central characters is just incredible.
Well, but I feel like their style of comedy works a lot better in a slice of life kind of thing rather than a, like, you know, okay, this is some made-up story about the 70s, you know? I mean, like, I feel like they work out a lot better when they're not, you know, there's a difference between the kind of comedy where you're sitting around calling each other gay and the kind of comedy where you're, like, doing a bit. You know, maybe I'm not really describing that distinction as well. But I mean, to me, the actors in the 40-Year-Old Virgin were pretty much playing themselves if they worked at Circuit City. You know, whereas in Anchorman they were playing themselves as newscasters in the 70s. You know, I mean, like I don't know.
Do you think the setting is just more restrictive?
Yeah.
I guess they were also playing much more stylized characters, too. Sort of almost caricatures of people instead of real people. So is it just that reality is funnier than fiction? Is that the moral to be gained?
It's my moral.
I don't have any morals.
I know that truth is stranger than fiction.
I know that you can't handle the truth.
Yep.
Sable 4 says, hey, when downloading the July 10th JNS show, I noticed it was in 64K instead of 32K, and so was the one before it. Is this a permanent change in quality or an accident? Well, if you're getting it from Asymmetric, then it's an accident, because I did not mean to do any of those things. Although, weird, yeah, that's a lot bigger file size than the others. I must have just fucked up. The settings in my converter thing must have gotten changed. I'll fix that. I'm not entirely sure when I will fix that, but sorry. Those are supposed to be down lower than that. Intellectual Panther says, Dear JNS, or JNR and X and H, I have unsuccessfully attempted to listen to your shows for a while now, getting up at 5 a.m., keeping a 64K slot, then losing it. How about some Europe time shows, please?
I don't believe in Europe
that late.
We create an asymmetric Europe Branston, maybe, but I don't see a reason to ever do that.
An asymmetric branch of the Navy?
I mean, do you see how the timing
It's got, like,
that?
one soldier on one side and then, like, 15 battleships on the other.
If we had Europe time shows, we would do them earlier. So I think what you're saying is you don't get up early enough for Europe.
Time can go either way.
Yeah, I mean, time does go either way. Just ask Brad Pitt.
Your mom goes
I mean, Bruce
either
Willis.
Way.
Okay.
No, you know, Brad Pitt was in
Marty
that time.
McFly.
That it was that super confusing time travel movie. River runs through it.
The
That's funny because I don't even. I'm thinking of Legends of the Fall. Brad Pitt wasn't even in A River Runs Through It that I know of. Maybe he was, right? But
wasn't Robert Redford?
Yeah, Robert Redford was in. So maybe Brad Pitt went back in time, became Robert Redford, went back forward in time.
It's
I told you it was confusing
because of that whole spy game fiasco. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dry Vernon says, can the game insert line breaks in players' website links in their profiles? People to post links to photo albums will often cause horizontal scroll bars. Yeah, that's maybe something that should happen. I would have expected that already to be like that, but
I didn't touch it.
Moonshay says, since many Mr. Store familiars often combine the full effects of two familiars, what about a Mr. Store familiar that is a double-powered basic familiar? I don't know about that.
That'd be, yeah.
Like, a double-powered volleyball would be...
Well, that would just be nuts.
Yeah, I mean, we'd make a lot of money and then be total pricks.
Yeah. But, I could see, like, a double-powered lime or something.
Yeah, but, I mean, the idea is to have familiars that, like, you can do everything that they do with stuff in-game, maybe just not quite as efficiently. Like, having stuff that's actually, like, twice as strong, you can't do that normally, you know?
There has to be something that gives.
Yeah.
Like in real life. But we try to make this game as little like real life as we can, because, you know, it's a game. I don't know if anyone else believes that.
Almighty Tallis says, hey, how about when you click on unequip all, it actually unequips everything, including the familiar equipment. I think just as many people would want it to not do that as there are that want it to.
I agree.
So, I mean...
I'm not sure what he said, but sure.
But unequip all should unequip familiar.
No, I mean, your other statement about people wanting it and people not, it was weird.
I mean, I think that there are just as many people happy with it the way it is now as there would be happy with it if we changed it. So, I mean, that's to me, you know, kind of no news is good news in a situation like that. So
That's interesting. Vicky asks, why is it that when you finish the first guild task, the guild master moves up a square?
Because he's letting you into the guild.
That's kind of clever.
I see everything yet?
Huh.
The idea is that he's kind of blocking the door, but the thing is, I keep changing my mind about whether I think you should be able to see everything in the guild as soon as you get in there or not.
Could have it, like, black out all the other squares.
You could have everything be visible, but people won't talk to you until you're sort of completed a certain number of tasks.
Yeah, and I mean, I just don't know. I mean, I decided not to do that with, like, the mallet, like, the equipment in there, because I feel like...
That would be confusing.
It would show up for people who would never be able to use it until they ascended.
Yeah.
Right? Which, to me, is, like, I don't... I tried to write it such that they explained, like, oh, it was behind some curtain or whatever. So, I mean, I guess that one could not show up. I feel like maybe once all of the NPCs are in there, then it could be such that you can see them all as soon as you get into the guild. Mm-hmm. Because they all have stuff, I mean, at least all the ones Riff's written for the guild quest, they all have stuff that they say before you...
Yeah.
Before you actually, like...
Can use them.
Can before you even pass the first guild challenge. Yeah. Like, it doesn't...
Yeah, they all have go-away messages.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, we've been talking about making it so you get access to the skill trainer after the first challenge instead of the one where you get access to it now. Like, I honestly think that's a pretty good idea. And also maybe making the lower end skills a little cheaper, just so there's less of a barrier to entry to the actual game for new players.
Because thousands of meter, it's a long time before you can afford stuff.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, if the level 2 skill was 200 meat instead of 2,000, and then the level 3 was 600, and the level 4 was 1,200.
It's a weird curve, because it would be sort of like this really steep. There'd be some really steep section, then it would turn into a line again.
Yeah. Which is fine.
Okay.
It would turn into a lime? Would it grow saber teeth?
Yeah, it'd turn into a lime.
Someone else says, messed up use text, you drink the eye drops of the ermine. No, you drink them. if you actually poured strawberry juice in your eyes, you wouldn't be able to see better.
The seeds would be all...
Yeah.
Vorthok says we should make a tower monster that needs airline peanuts. Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
Would it be a snake?
Gorblax points out the probability
it would have to be a mongoose, actually.
Yeah. Someone else says, why does the Moxie Magnet specify mojo when it works on muscularity and mana? Why doesn't it say what it does in its enchantment either? It only says in the item description. I wasn't all about the whole cosmetic enchantment description. Maybe it should. Does anybody actually use a Moxie Magnet?
I do sometimes.
Buff bots do.
For buffing, I guess if you're an accordion thief. Huh, that's a good point.
If you don't have, something out better to do with your offhand, I could see where it could be a non-shitty thing to do for the Sorceress battle. Because having more MP is never a bad thing.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will there ever be a part in the game that requires you to fight the laws of physics? Also asks why there are no bananas or watermelons in the game when the fruit golem is clearly made out from them.
You always destroy the fruit after you kill the monster because they're the biggest.
The you don't actually get the fruit that the golem is made out of. You get the fruit that it was carrying in a basket that you can't see.
Not pictured.
Yeah, it put the basket down before it attacked you.
And you don't get all the fruit all the time because you trip on the the remains of the golems.
Well, different golems have different fruit baskets. In their baskets. Sure.
But I was, I'm just trying to give you the visual, sense of the hilarity of gathering the basket and then it flipping up in the air as you stumble over the banana peel corpse.
Oh, I see.
Mathman says, how about having the damage you deal and the amount you heal yourself by the sauce spheres be limited by how much damage you take from the monster? It sort of is.
No.
Wow, really?
No, if the monster has 1 HP and it can do 5 damage, you get 5 HP or MP.
Wait. What?
Was that not what he was saying?
Isn't the amount of healing you get from the sphere, actually proportional to the damage the monster does to you?
No, it's completely random, 1 to 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's fucked up.
That's why stasis is so useful. I think.
So, and if it does one, if the monster does 1 damage to you, you get 1 to 5.
Yeah.
Hit points back.
Yeah.
Huh. That's lame, and that shouldn't work that way. So yeah.
Haha. Stasis.
Found a way to justify nerfing stasis as a bug fix. it's obviously not a bug fix, but people are saying, people are talking, people are doing a lot about. How the autocell nerf is going to
ruin the game.
Make it so stasis is the only viable leaderboard strategy in software.
People have already done 2-day runs with no autocell items pulled without using stasis.
But they've done them in more turns than the people using stasis. It's only a matter of time until people do the same thing. So we probably do need to make stasis not work anymore. Somehow.
Oh yeah.
And in that 99, what did we figure out? 99.9% of combats are done in less than 2 rounds.
Five. Yeah, there were a significant number that went up to 10.
Yeah. Huh.
It's not as big as a problem as we think. It will probably become a bigger problem once we do the autocell nerf.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's the fact that it's not as big a problem as one would think means that, when we nerf stasis, we're really not pissing off that many people, We could nerf stasis without
80% of the game.
Hardly anyone would notice.
Yes.
The only people who would notice would be the people who are the most vocal in the forums, I think.
Yeah.
We would be equalizing the playing field for a lot of people. So it would. I think it's a lot more of a fair option.
Yeah. The thing about nerfs that a lot of people don't realize is that it's not taking away something that only you can benefit from. It's taking something away that everyone can benefit from.
Yeah. So
it makes it harder on everyone. So it's not... it sucks, yeah, and you might have to think or change the way you play, and, you know, change is bad, as I've found out by working here.
But if you feel yourself to be in competition with other players, then, well, they're taking the same hit that you are, so...
Yeah, and people... I think a lot of the reason that people felt so pissed off about this homeopathic powder thing is that they feel, I guess, somehow that we have more of an obligation with donators than we do with non-donators, and that, you know, to a certain extent, I will admit, because, you know, we're not stupid, that is kind of true, but in terms of things working the way that they're supposed to, and in terms of the game being a good game, you know, we sort of have more of an obligation to the non-donators than we do the donators, because there are more of them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we need to make sure that the game is fun and that the game is well designed.
Yeah.
That is our responsibility.
When things don't work, we have to fix them, regardless of whether or not it was a donation or not.
We will never make a decision with the intention of fucking things up for you. We will make all of our decisions, as we always have, with only the best interest of the game and its players in mind. And, you know, sometimes that means nerfing something that people like. Sometimes it means nerfing a donation item that people like. And that's okay. You know, they point out nobody was pissed off about the snow cone nerf because everyone agreed that that was overpowered.
Yeah.
That's just not
I mean,
the
players... I think a lot of players don't realize that they don't have the perspective that we do, and therefore the changes that they think ought to be made are not necessarily changes that would be good changes.
We have a lot of long-term plans that, you know, will take many months to unfold the content and sort of the direction of things, and a lot of the small changes we make are sort of in preparation for that, or keeping those in mind, and there's just no way for you know, Joe Random to know all that, so it's... You know.
The argument that I keep seeing in the forums, it's not even the argument, it's more just like kind of a little, you know, sarcastic remark that seems to float around, is like, you know, well, I really wish you guys actually played this game so
yeah,
you
or,
understood
the
implications
is,
of your changes.
Yeah.
And you know, I
do.
Yeah, we do. So
we
I mean,
do play the
I
game.
Mean, maybe we don't play the same way that the person saying that does, but we have, that's why we have the dev team. We've got somebody in the dev team that plays just about every way that players play.
And that's pretty much why they're there, you know? Is to know things that we don't. We have ways of rising above, you know, our sort of, I almost want to say ivory tower situation.
Well, but I mean, we do have a certain measure of detachment because I don't play the game. Like, you know, that's kind of, you know, Mr. Skullhead always did, but I mean, I just kind of can't play. I don't like it.
Read that book. did you read that book that Hot Stuff had about the?
It's his book.
I read it last year when I bought it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The whole developeritis thing. Do you remember that?
Yeah, part? Yeah. No, and I honestly, I agree with that. I mean, it's like I found myself described pretty succinctly by that, which I keep buying games, playing them for 15 minutes, and like, if one thing bothers me, I'm just like, oh, I'm just not playing this anymore. Like, that kind of... I don't know if that was the aspect of it that you...
Yeah,
that
was exactly what I was...
But, I mean, that pretty much defines me at this point. It's kind of... I mean, I can't really play any game anymore, you know? It's like, I play Brain Age. Although I got sick of Brain Age.
I was afraid the little blocky Japanese guy was going to yell at me for not showing up for a couple days, so I stopped playing.
Yeah, yeah.
I got an A-minus on the Academy today.
You got what?
A minus on the Academy.
Nice.
You told me I have the brain of Sherlock Holmes.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then I created a new character and failed the test as badly as I could, and it gave me an F minus and said I had the brain of a caveman.
Excellent.
Hot.
Yeah.
What stops what? Hot stop. Hot stop.
What stops what?
What?
Oh, what stops you from just advancing setting the date back to the day after your last time playing?
It was like months ago and I forgot when I stopped.
Yeah, so I don't like screwing around with the system clock because it might affect other games.
Yeah, like your precious fucking Animal Crossing.
I stopped playing that
a long time ago, actually. I stopped playing that because the motherfucking badger otter or whatever it was screwed me out of winning the flower festival.
What is
and
that
I was
mean?
So pissed off I never played again.
I don't even understand what that means.
It's
I don't,
not important.
I don't want to know.
Yeah,
Animal
you don't,
Crossing
you don't
is one of
know.
Those games that would make sense if it was online.
Yeah.
Or if there was an actual game involved.
Well,
I mean, it is. I mean, it's...
It's just sort of...
You can invite other people
like
to see your town and swap gear and stuff, but
yeah,
there's nothing really interesting about
I
it.
I have to say... The first time I played Harvest Moon for the Super NES,
I never get into
I
that.
Liked it. I played it for like an entire evening once. I played it for 6 or 7 hours. I wouldn't go back to it. I don't think. I don't think that I would start over. But it was like it was interesting because there were. It was not what I would call a game. It was just sort of pure mechanics.
Yeah, it's like a sandbox.
And they were interesting to try and figure out. You know, it was interesting to try to optimize it because most of the things that you discovered, it was like you would do a little work and your reward for work was a time saver for the next thing that you had to do, you know? And so it was like, I don't know, it ties into some sense of progress thing that I liked,
yeah.
even though the game itself is not particularly interesting.
But I think Grand Theft Auto are far more successful in that sense where they have a whole chain of things that you can or supposed to do or whatever, but then this just open world to screw around. And you like.
But I think you could say that Harvest Moon is like that because there's the finding a wife chain that is the overall, like, the overarching story of the game, right? I mean, there's because every time it's that time of year for you to go into town, there's some shit you can do to advance the storyline.
I think the reason I didn't get into it was because of it having that sense of time limits. Where, like, if I... I had this feeling that if I didn't get my field set up and going within a certain amount of time, then I was fucking myself in the later game. And if I missed getting into town at a certain day when it was a holiday, then I was destroying my chances of doing something else later on.
Yeah,
and
yeah. That's. I mean, I think everything does kind of repeat. But I mean, like I said, I only really played it once.
See, the trick with Harvest Moon was to just set up your entire farm on the first day by working into the night and going back to the spring when you got exhausted. You can just make your entire farm, cut down all the trees, move all the blocks, and plant everything on the first night.
Really? Without, somehow it would not advance the first day until...
Yeah, until you went to sleep.
Huh.
Huh. I mean, it required a lot of going back up to the little mountain spring and relaxing until you weren't, you know, just dead tired anymore. Because, you know, after you'd work for a while, you start to get tired and less...
You're a dirty exploit.
I don't actually remember. But, I mean, that was an exploit that could only happen on the first day because of some...
Yeah, just because of...
Because of some narrative conceit to...
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's just like, it wouldn't advance... I don't think it ever advanced the day until you slept.
Huh.
It's just like, it would just rely on you sort of getting tired and, you know... The best way
to
really
hard to see anything when it was at night, though.
Oh, just finally.
You crank up your gamma. Anyway.
Yeah, Evil Genius had the same sort of cheat where you could, like. You guys ever play Evil Genius?
I never actually played it.
Yeah,
I
watched you play
it. It's the kind of thing that I would probably install and play for a couple hours just to see.
Yeah.
I like the idea of games where you build a base.
Yeah.
I feel like Dungeon Keeper is the only game like that I've ever really played, and it's a relatively poor example.
We talked about maybe doing a side project.
Yeah, which I would actually, like
that.
A lot.
Yeah.
Maybe
once all the cons are over, we should start talking about.
Yeah.
That.
Well, we got some other things to talk to you about there.
We've got so much in the pipe.
Yeah.
It all smells really bad too. You need to get a.
Well, it is
here.
The sick pipe after all. All anybody does all day is fuck face it.
that's what you guys do when you're not at the office. Yeah. I see. I see how it is.
So yeah, where was I going with that?
I don't know. We just sort of got off.
You were looking for a wife in Salem.
I don't like Dungeon Keeper because it's the thing I was trying to figure out why. StarCraft was so much more satisfying to me than Dungeon Keeper. And I like the gameplay of Dungeon Keeper better, but it just absolutely destroys the like sense of this actually being a real thing, that you can pick up a million monsters in your hand and drop them all in exactly the same spot. And then they don't do anything until they wander out to be far enough away from each other that they can actually interact with the world. That drives me fucking crazy.
I think you might like Evil Genius because there's a lot less mini... Or like, what's the word whenever
micro, you have to control? Micromanagement?
Yeah. It's like, the whole, all your minions are not directly controllable. You just allocate them to, or allocate tasks, and then they just do it automatically.
See, I mean, honestly, I think that would be kind of neat. I would like the ability to, like, with Dungeon Keeper, without, if I had not been able to move the minions around, I think it would have been a better game.
Yeah, well, like, you have, like, henchmen that you can directly control, but you only have, like, two or three of those at a given time. All the rest of your lackeys, your minions, are completely out of your control.
Dungeon Keeper, you could possess a minion, and I think that would be, you know, it would be neat if, like, okay, you could promote one of your monsters to, like, this goblin is the boss of all the goblins. So if you possess that guy, you can run him to where the guys are invading your dungeon, and
that's what the henchmen were.
See, that's neat. That's neat. I feel like maybe Evil Genius was a refinement of the Dungeon Keeper concept.
I never played Dungeon Keeper.
What about like Civilization? Now that seems like a base building thing that sort of is on a grander scale.
Well, but I mean, I kind of want it on a smaller scale. Like, I want to build a dungeon and fill it with traps, and then have, you know, hapless adventurers wander into my dungeon and they get killed
by
my shit.
That's something you can do in Evil Genius.
Yeah.
I mean, the core gameplay isn't really that long because there's, you know, like, things you can go out in the world and go steal and mess up. And that goes by pretty quickly. And you find yourself just sort of wanting money.
Can I borrow that?
Sure you can.
Can I borrow that disc?
I've got it somewhere here. I'll give it to you before you leave.
All right. See you guys in a week. That's probably not true. Like,
well, actually, it will be true. You guys go to comic.
That's true. I kind of don't get into games anymore. This all started with that whole, you know, our perspective is different than your perspective, but not as, like, you know,
not the way
yours isn't actually better, was the sort of argument we were making. Because you guys are jerks.
Pretty much.
We hate our players. And we hate our listeners. We're thinking of naming this to WHOL. We hate our listeners.
That's probably a good idea. I could totally make that happen.
What's it now? We kill our listeners?
Well, no, they changed it to we know our listeners. The
other radio station.
The radio
it doesn't exist anymore, I think. I don't really keep.
No, there was some weird bullshit where they decided to become a commercial internet radio station, and they were in talks with some gaming website to become official with them, but they wouldn't tell any of the DJs which website it was, and almost all the DJs jumped ship.
Which is probably a smart.
Also, they were doing it on a ship, which seemed really strange.
Yeah, I know. It did really, like, it was kind of, it wasn't like Sealand. They weren't even out in international waters.
Well, that kind of feels like a radio thing.
Pirate radio.
Oh.
That's
a really powerful transmitter for that to work.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah, well, how are you going to get the pirates through the airwaves otherwise? Yeah,
really. Squeeze them really tight. and going back to the Evil Genius thing.
Swarth.
Yeah. Another cool thing the Evil Genius thing has is, like, everything has its own little animation. They really went all out. Like, you know how the Mario and Luigi games have the best sprite artists in the genre? Evil Genius guys have the best animation guys in the genre. Because everything just has a little animation there, which is really funny. You can sit for, like, half an hour and just watch everybody going about their daily tasks and be just really amused. Like, the interrogations are really funny.
I remember spending a long time just, like, clicking on every unit in all the different wizard
Warcraft.
Games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to see what
they're
doing.
Stop poking me!
I remember them being really neat in Starcraft. Like, what was the... There was some sort of non-corporeal, I think, Protoss unit that was
really... That had, like, neat. A neat set of sounds.
And they would say cool stuff to you. Like, I remember that being cool. World of StarCraft, man.
Oh, God.
World of StarCraft.
Yeah. That'd be pretty amazing.
Someday.
I bet that's what they're going to do next.
I don't know.
Maybe they'll use Diablo 3 as a MMO.
I went, before they announced World of Warcraft, I thought that what they were going to announce was an MMO version of Diablo. Yeah. Like, it was just going to basically be Diablo 2, except actually MMO.
Yeah, I think that StarCraft would probably be a better MMO, because Warcraft is a little like Diablo.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think, I mean, the thing is, I've never seen a good sci-fi MMO.
Yeah. Maybe Blizzard could do it.
Auto Assault, apparently by popular demand, has now reduced the game world to a single server.
Huh.
Which is interesting. You know, we listen to you when you say you want to see more people. So I got that email today. Yeah, we should get back to questions.
Yeah, I guess.
Bunny Bandler says, are there any plans to fix the bug that showed the moons for compact mode when you were in full mode? It looks much less polished and can be very annoying. I can't imagine how that would have happened. I don't remember. Do you remember ever seeing a report of anything like that?
That's the first I've ever heard of it.
Because, I mean, they're two entirely different scripts and two entirely different sets of images. So, Bahu says, now that the car is just used to get the reward, shouldn't it be consumed when you get the directions? The guild wants its car back, after all. Now, you have permission to use it for the rest of that lifetime. Paul Rudd says, how about making an ultra-rare drop in the Cake Arena for a quest item that would be sort of like Wax Lips, or even the Maypole and Shatter? Yeah, I could see maybe putting in a rare drop that was like plus 5 pounds to any familiar. I mean,
That could be an interesting a reward for one of the things that we were talking about.
Yeah. No, yeah, totally. We could, I mean, because we could just as easily code the arena to look at that as we could the. As we could the adventure script.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat, actually. Okay, Waterboo says, if you have a less than sign in the clan title, it gives you the you just modified so-and-so's title every time.
It's because it does the HTML entities thing, and then it's technically different.
But shouldn't it only do that the first time? Shouldn't it actually?
I'm not really sure. I kind of fell out of knowledgeableness with that code.
That's people still get like 100 different notifications when they change one person's.
Yeah, I'm sure it has to do with the way those characters get translated.
Yeah. Well, we should just make sure that those are actually getting saved properly.
Yeah.
Dogalicious says, why is the barrel full of barrels in the big mountains? Good question.
No, that's a good question.
Yeah. What's the next question?
The next question is, why is Bobby Nopan says, why is Seaside Town surrounded by a large, possibly wooden fence? To keep the Canadians out? Yeah, you know, large wooden fence. It's actually to keep the hostile Indians out.
Or keep the hostile Indians in.
Well, depends on what kind of Indians.
They're after
the hostile Wu Indians out and the hostile Red Dot Indians in.
They have good food.
They do. Yeah. The buffets, to die for. But not to die by arrow to the head. Chronoclone says, hey guys, do any of you read Ultimate X-Men or Spider-Man? No. Also, if so, do you think Colossus ever has gay sex while in metal mode?
Not the Colossus.
Also, have you guys read Lewis Carroll's Symbolic Logic? I don't believe so.
I'm pretty sure I read some of it. I've got a massive tome that is everything Lewis Carroll ever wrote.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah, it's good. I don't remember that section specifically.
Never read it.
Glebe
says, what color and day of the week will you use for this year's KOL-related disaster?
Well, we've used black and white.
Well, actually, we're not the ones who usually decide those things. It's the player base. They came up with White Wednesday and Black Sunday.
We had the Great Plague, which was sort of...
I guess we made that up. We're going to have to go with the silver shitstorm Sunday.
No, we've already used Sunday. Let's do...
Or Saturday. How about that?
Purple Thursday?
Fuchsia Friday?
Fuchsia Friday sounds like, I don't know, sounds like a fun office.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
We could do a Gold Lame Wednesday.
Or we already did a Wednesday. Yeah.
Well, I can't really think of days that aren't days that we've had a disaster.
Teal Tuesday or Turquoise Tuesday.
I still like Gold Lame.
Friday, Saturday, better wear a hatter day. Presence points out the Daily Dungeon shouldn't have the one next to it. This is Twoo. In fact, I'm going to, right now, I'm going to go to Seaside Town.
If it did need a one, it needs a space, so you need to fix it anyway.
Oh, well, why don't you shut your hole?
Okay.
So, You know, I like Firefox because it'll let you drag images out of it into PaintShop Pro even if they're links. Internet Explorer, for some fucked up, stupid reason, will let you drag an image out of it unless that image is a link to something, in which case it won't.
I could argue either way on that, really. Which is sort of weird because I'm the one usually promoting Firefox and condemning IE.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I'd like for it to be context-sensitive. If I drag the link onto the desktop, I would like for it to, you know, create a shortcut.
Even if it's an image?
Yeah.
That's weird.
But if I drag the image into a goddamn image editing program, why would I want to open a link in an image editing program?
What if it was a picture of Link
from
Zelda?
To be fair, it's kind of hard to for one application to tell what a completely different, uncrafted by the person who wrote the browser application is going to do.
Well, that's true. That's true. But I mean, I just have to say that I prefer Firefox. Like, this is one of the, you know, what used to be relatively few times when I preferred Firefox's behavior to IE's.
Let's see here. Dun-dun-dun. Landreth says, hey, Jigen Guru, are Orphan Xena going to come with two packs with you this year? It'd be really cool to meet them. Also, is there any new peak content in NS13? I'd really like to see that actually become a zone like you did with the Ninja Snowman. Right now, it's just a giant meat farm. I will not be going to PAX. Is anyone going to PAX this year?
I don't actually know.
Well, I don't know when it is.
I didn't have a good time last year, as I recall.
What's that?
Jigen Scully did not have a good time last
year. Yeah, PAX itself was not really any fun last year. Yeah. And I would maybe show up for a few hours to see the exhibition hall, but I'm definitely not, like, making a weekend of it this time.
25th through the 27th, so I'm not going. I'm not sure that I could.
25th through the 27th of what?
August.
Oh, Jesus. That's going to kind of suck, because I've got like another little sort of mini vacation in the beginning of August, and then that's going to be like during the time when I would kind of like, if this was at all possible, and I don't know really given Hot Stuff schedule or whatever, but I would like to be working on NS13 between Comic-Con and KOLCon.
Yeah.
Because we don't really have a whole lot to do. Like, the people, those of us who work on the game, with the possible exception of Hot Stuff, don't really have a lot to do for KOLCon. Right, and I'm leaning more and more towards maybe not having a LARP this year.
It doesn't seem like there's any work on that done at all.
Well, by this time,
yeah, but by this time
last year
there was no work done on it, and it worked.
Well,
out
I mean, I guess there were ideas, but nothing had been written concrete.
I haven't even really seen Boam or Nightmare in chat at all.
Yeah.
I don't think any of you have really had time to talk to him.
I ran into Boam at Scully's wedding, but we didn't really talk about it. And I mean, I kind of like, you know,
really busy with work.
So. Riff was kind of wanting to work on it. Yeah, and Nightmare's been coming.
I think if we could talk to them sometime in the next couple days, or, you know, soon. Yeah. Then
I mean,
maybe.
But the thing is, I just don't want to do it in a hotel like that again, because that was just fucking miserable.
Yeah.
It was so hot, and there's no, like...
We could do the con in Boston. We could use MIT. It's great for running around.
It's great for LARPing.
Yeah. It's really,
we can
really good.
We can dress the entire campus up like a...
like a university?
Yeah.
that we could LARP a university.
Yeah,
LARP.
No.
Vito, skin off my back.
But anyway, what I would like to do is, in between Comic-Con and KOLCon, I would like to do NS13. I would like to get it to a point, like, about a, you know, maybe like a week after we get back from Comic-Con, do what we did with Ascension testing, and basically put in a code freeze, right, where we don't push anything except absolutely
necessary.
Essential bug fixes.
Yeah.
We... spend, you know, we just, like, get out of the wire, give ourselves, a 2-week deadline for actually developing the content for the last two quests.
Keep in mind that I'm taking off for a lot of August.
When are you leaving?
Probably sometime after Riff gets back from his thing.
I mean, it shouldn't really require that much actual code to be written.
I figured not. I'm just saying that.
Yeah. No.
You may want to count on me not being there for a good part of that.
But, I mean, I feel like it'd be neat to roll that out. I mean, what sucks about that is we put an update freeze on right when we're getting all the people in from Comic-Con. And
yeah.
We can still do Tuesday stuff, because we can have a whole bevy of additional recipes and stuff that roll out, which
I mean,
does not require
new code. I guess with the new stuff, we just write, stuff that doesn't require code pushes. That's neat. But we could also just do if devs on everything and you know, have it be fine to push out code. I don't know. Anyway, I would like to do that. I guess the level 11 and level 12 quests we can do kind of in a vacuum, and so just have only dev be able to look.
I think most of the work on that is writing.
Yeah, absolutely. And drawing.
That's not me.
All right, so I've got this shit open with the where I don't remember what directory
the
images are in for. Is the dungeon image in the town directory?
I think it's in adventure images because it's all haiku x.
No,
it's other images. Layer dungeon 2 is the
daily dungeon. I don't know.
Layer, yeah, right. Because the daily dungeon used to be in the Naughty Sorceress's layer before the Naughty Sorceress's layer was actually the tower.
Weird.
When it was just the layer of the Naughty Sorceress that was like a fenced in area that contained the cemetery, the.
Wow, that really predates my
right. Yeah, that's I have no idea. School.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that long ago. It was the cemetery, the funhouse, and the and Fernsworthy's tower were in there, yeah. And that was it.
I came to the game in April 2004, so that was maybe a good year and a quarter before the game was started. Or after the game started.
Weird. I didn't think that was. I didn't realize that was that old of a change.
Yeah. It was. It's always been in the dungeon full of dungeons for my entire experience.
Same here.
Inriff isn't that much younger than I am in terms of player ID.
Bahu says, improve the pulverize interface. Show a screen full of your pulverizables, which you click on to smash. Sort of like bubble wrap, except with a hammer. Oh, wow. It'd be funny if it was just a picture. So items with identical pictures that didn't tell you which one was which.
and then the mouse cursor could turn into a hammer.
You could do that. Do, like, tooltips that gave you the name of the item.
Yeah.
That'd be really funny.
O'Daly says, just heard the July 3rd show. If you like games like Betrayal, you should try The Hills Rise Wild and Arkham Horror. Great game.
I've heard good things about Arkham Horror, especially the new version.
Is
which
that a Batman game?
Which has some... Lovecraft game. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Arkham Asylum.
I think that's more of a nod to Lovecraft in the Batman.
Yeah, it's just my only experience with the word is from Batman, because I'm unread and a heathen.
I just saw that actually I got an email from Lego that they have a Batman
Arkham Asylum. Yeah, I almost bought it because it's got a Riddler figure, but I figured $70 was
cool
too much to
all.
Pay for a Riddler figure.
It looks like all the like Harry Potter shit that just doesn't even look like fucking buildings. Like I don't get those Lego sets that are like... They're like, at least with the Star Wars ones, there's like Yoda's hut or whatever, but it folds into something that looks like Yoda's hut from the outside.
Yeah.
And then you can open it up and do stuff in there. I mean, it's like, it's not...
It's still a toy.
Yeah. I mean, but no, it's not... It's still a model. It's not a toy primarily, like, it's like Lego decided with Harry Potter that they were just going to make every toy as though it were... just the back half of Castle Grayskull. It's like all the shit that you can play with the action figures in, but nothing that you can put on a shelf and have it be identifiable as anything.
Better marketable, though, I'm sure.
That AT-ST, that Riff got me the Lego AT-ST for my birthday, and it was fucking awesome.
And it was completed for about 3 hours before I managed to just
set it on the table and then
hopped up,
knocked it off the table, and just fucking shattered into a million pieces.
Oh, man.
But then I got to enjoy putting it back together.
To say, don't Lego things normally come in a million pieces?
Yeah.
Is it all articulatable?
Articulatable? Artarchy? Wild turkey?
This is actually kind of a neat... idea from Alan C., for an undocumented feature, for chat, implement a /mark command that will just throw an HR up in your chat pane, so you can easily see where you left off reading if you have to go piss or whatever.
That's pretty clever.
Huh.
I could do that in, 15 minutes.
Yeah, because, all it would have to do would be to set pre-messages equal to HR. And
I could just do that in JavaScript. It wouldn't take any time at all.
You actually build it into LChat?
Yeah. The clear command is all built into LChat?
Yeah, no, that's cool.
That's the minor side effect of you not being able to put it in a macro, but I'm kind of okay with that being the case.
Yeah. Unless somebody wanted to macro. The thing is, since you can't put more than one command in a macro, that's...
I don't really imagine
why you would ever want to do that, why you would ever want to macro instead of just typing /mark or /CLS or whatever. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will you ever stop monsters dropping meat to create some sort of Great Depression of loathing? Now, that would pretty seriously fuck over people who are actually, like, playing through the game.
Yeah.
And not, you know...
New players would be seriously disturbed by that.
Demius asks if defeating Count Bakula with a wooden stake yields a vampire heart. No, it doesn't.
Vampire heart!
Someone else says, where did Uncle Crimbo get his elves, and why don't they look like any like the elves in the Palindome? I don't know. The elves in the Palindome are out of canon.
You fire them out of a cannon?
Yeah.
They're different breeds of elves. It's like high elves versus...
Yeah, those are Crimbo elves. They're different than pork elves.
Yeah. It's like the difference between the guys in Lord of the Rings and the guys in the tree that make the cookies.
Keebler elves?
Yeah.
Yeah. Canada Joe says, now that there's an astral plane, will there ever be other elemental planes, such as the plane of sleaze, or the,
plane of snakes?
Yeah. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, is the sinister dodecahedron still coming toward us? Futuare even, maybe? Presumably meaning future event, maybe? No, he corrected it to futuare event. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, why is the image of the gargantulic exactly the same as the giant skeleton, only at a different angle? Why indeed? Because they come at you from different angles.
Have you ever seen them in the same place at the same time?
I mean, licks have skull heads.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, Mark works.
Neat.
Don't lick the skull head. You can just sit and use it all the time, put millions of different HRs in your chat, and it doesn't mean a thing to me. Lucifer asks, how come the cryptic puzzle box is so easy to open? I'm not going to talk about it.
You know what? It's all well and good for you guys to have this item on the to-do list for 2 years that says, make the cryptic puzzle box a puzzle to open it and not come up with any goddamn puzzles.
We could have, but you'd puzzle all the time.
I'm saying, I'm not going to do this until you have an idea for a puzzle. And nobody ever had a single idea for a
That's
puzzle.
That's not true. We had a bunch of ideas, but you'd said they were too complicated to implement.
Is the command for /mark?
Yes.
It doesn't seem to do anything for
you. If you're in chat, you're going to have to reload your chat in order to make that work. Because I modified the JavaScript, which means that, you know, you're out of date. Anyway, we ran out of time to when we were implementing this.
Yeah,
that was on the list. It was that they were going to be required solving some subset of...
I mean, here's what I would be okay with. I would be okay if you guys wanted to design some little graphical puzzles, and Xenophobe was okay with coding them up in some sort of, you know, browser-friendly JavaScript, and it was just required for you to generate a link that opened the box.
We could just do a lot of really annoying 15 puzzles.
Yeah.
Except we could make them like 24 puzzles,
no,
or
that's just
35 puzzles.
Yeah.
That would be almost 43 puzzles.
Although it doesn't strike me that the 15 puzzle mechanism is something that doesn't strike me as something that actually gets more difficult as it gets bigger.
No, it just takes
it does,
a lot
actually.
Takes a lot
it,
longer.
Yeah. Oh wait, no, that's right. It doesn't get any harder. It just gets longer.
Go ahead.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, so
we
did
take
I.
Take a break. I kind of need something to drink.
Yeah, I need something to. I need to pee. Maybe we can come up with a symbiote.
I'm going to keep my mouth with.
And by that I mean pee. Please pretend that I didn't say that.
I can do that.
Let's see. We should play some. What should we play? Hot stuff. You pick the music.
I have to pick the music? What did we listen to that was really good on the way up to... Or the way back from... Well, I guess it was all They Might Be Giants.
Yeah. We could listen to some They Might Be Giants.
Huh. We could.
We always listen to They Might Be Giants, but that's fine. How about some Lincoln?
All right.
Cool. We'll toss Anna Ng, which is 3 minutes and some long. We'll toss Where Your Eyes Don't Go, which is 3 minutes. We'll toss... what's your favorite song on Lincoln?
Other than Anna Ng?
Yeah.
Cowtown, maybe?
All right. So we got 11 or so minutes of They Might Be Giants from Lincoln for you while we take a break. We'll see you guys in a few.
Yep.
Make a hole with a gun perpendicular to the name of this town in a desktop globe. Exit wound in a foreign nation, showing the home of the one this was written for. My apartment looks upside down from there. Water spirals the wrong way out the sink. And her voice is a backwards record. It's like a whirlpool and it never ends. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words to the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. All alone at the 64 World Fair, 80 dolls yelling small girl after all. Who was at the DuPont Pavilion? Why was the bench still warm? Who had been there? Or the time when the storm tangled up the wire to the horn on the pole at the bus depot. And in back of the edge of hearing, these are the words that the voice was repeating. And I are getting older, we still haven't walked in the flow of each other's majestic presence. And I hear my words, and the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. When I was driving, once I saw this faded on a bridge.
I don't want the world. I don't want to have.
They don't need me here, and I know you're there. Where the world goes by like the humid air. And it sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks until it goes away. And the truth is we don't know anything. And I get more than to have to walk in the glow of each other's majestic presence. And I hear my words, you're the ones who would think I would say if there was a me for you. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. And I hear my words, and I wonder what you think I would say if there was a me for you. And I still have to watch in the glow of each other's majestic presence. And I hear my words, and I wonder what you think I would say if there was a me for you. In the flow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words. They're the ones that would think I would say if there was a me for you.
Where your eyes don't go, filthy scarecrow waves its broomstick arms and does a parody of each unconscious thing you do. When you turn around to look, it's gone behind you on its face. It's wearing your confused expression where your eyes don't go.
Where your eyes don't go, a part of you is hovering. It's a nightmare that you'll never be discovering. You're free to come and go, or talk like you're disclosed. But there's a pair of eyes back of your head.
Every jungle pile of person has a vein. Wonders what the part that isn't thinking of. Should you worry when the skull head is in front of you, or is it worse because it's always waiting where your eyes don't go?
Where your eyes don't go, a part of you is hovering. It's a nightmare that you'll never be discovering. You're free to come and go, or talk like it is slow. But there's a pair of eyes in back of your head.
Thank you.
the possible dream, finale of scene, the moment that some call eternal, that some call insane. Now helmets on each head, awaiting the first lead. The pageant is named the pencil rain. The infantry stands and holds out his hands. The marshal's binoculars focus, and skyward they train. They're searching the yonder blue. They look out for number two. The heraldry of the pencil rain. The pencil rain. The pencil rain. The pencil rain. The pencil rain.
Who do you?
Hello, everybody.
Oops, I forgot to turn off this air conditioner thing. And now it's off.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, I was messing around with some stuff.
I just conjured a black snow cone.
Neat.
Conga rat.
This is like, I went like 2 months never getting a black snow cone, and then I've gotten like...
Didn't you two riff?
Yeah, I went for a long time without getting one.
It's bizarre. Oh, and I got a yellow snow cone, too.
Don't you go where them huskies go.
Bahu asks how the first Mr. Shirt was found. Was it actually dropped, or was it found in an arbitrary item creation bug? I mean, it was, the only ones of those exist were found in arbitrary item creation bugs.
No, that's not true.
Well, really?
You gave some away.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. You gave Jack whatever.
Jack at 18.
Some.
Huh.
So. So there are some quasi-legitimate ones out there.
Well, fine.
I think that we should someday maybe add those to the Mr. Store if you've got the skill. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know what they do.
Well, I mean, they'd be like, you know, plus stats or something. Or
a shirt with plus 15 to all stats.
No, it wouldn't be plus 15. Maybe. Maybe it would. I don't know.
I mean, then it wouldn't be as good as a Mr. Accessory, you know? I mean...
Maybe that could be the Miss X accessory. Like, Mr. Accessory's like divorced wife. And you could have, like, the Mr. Child Welfare Check. I'm not sure where I'm going with this.
I was going to say, you've got some sort of really deep Mr. Store fantasy thing going on.
It's not so much a fantasy as it is just extrapolating things to their dark and bitter ends. Which is not a fantasy somehow. Anyway, let's answer another question instead of thinking about this.
Archangel UK says, one of the Nobgoblin Elite Guardsman attack messages refers to him using a shield, Tron style, but he doesn't drop the shield. Any plans to put the shield in as a drop? We actually were thinking about putting in a shield from the guard, but then I don't remember why we didn't. Rudd says, how about making an ultra-rare trophy? Every time you visit the trophy hut, you have a chance at the ultra-rare trophy. It would work the same way as the other ultra-rares.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty funny.
I mean, no. The number of trophy.php bots that would...
Snot says, thanks for the PvP revamplet, guys. One quick question. Trophies have historically been something that hasn't had any impact on your character. Now that they do you have any ideas on how to preemptively deal with the whining? I'm sure this new mini rolling out so soon after another limited trophy has gotten at least a tiny bit of hate mail.
I don't know. It's how many total mini games are there?
I don't remember. 14 or something?
Yeah, so it's like one out of 14 of them, which gives like a slight advantage to players that have been around for years. I don't have a problem with that.
The thing is that PvP people are pretty sensitive to that sort of stuff. I don't know, I'm not a PvPer, so I can't really say. It's known about it. Some people on dev have suggested different ways to get around it. None. If we're sure that it's a problem, then we may fix it, but we're not kind of out on that as of right now, I would think.
Yeah. Fred Levi suggests that there be some kind of combat item that does massive damage, but you also take damage. So that's something we've actually haven't done much of.
Maybe like some kind of blood-based fire hose that you plug into yourself.
Wow. We did establish that bleeding is directly proportional to your HP, so we can make it work.
Fred Levi says, there should be a dungeon in the Dungeon of Dungeons. It's like the Daily Dungeon, but you actually have to navigate through a map with multiple paths and dead ends. Could be fun. That's how the Daily Dungeon used to be. But I didn't like it.
We pretty much shelved that idea, I think.
Yeah, we were talking about doing something like that.
I worked on it a little bit, but I just kind of got into other projects.
Yeah.
If you look in the GM utilities, there's a cave generator.
Oh, neat.
It's not linked to anywhere, and it doesn't really work that well.
Sweet. Sounds great.
And it doesn't store the information anywhere, because it's completely unfinished.
Do you see Fred's last dread?
What?
In the list of...
Oh, yeah. Free also says, I just have this dread that you're going to make a tower monster you have to beat with onion shurikens. Ha, ha, ha. Chester Meatpot says, are you guys going to revamp the Nemesis quest? Currently, it's so irrelevant that it doesn't even show up on the quest page. Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah. It is going to be eventually receive some heavy, heavy revamping. It's like, it's going to eventually be like 6 different quests that chain together. But
part of the reason why we hired Riff.
Yeah, it's not going to happen for a while because that's the last set of quests that are going to go in for the guild content.
Is it the last set?
Well, it's the last set of guild quests we have mapped currently. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we eventually go to Naughty Sorcerer's 15, we'll probably want to put some more in, but...
Oh, but I just mean, is that somehow, coming later than the other guild quest stuff, or is it...
I figured it would be the last set that I would work on.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm doing the unspoilable puzzle now, and then and I'm also about halfway through the Fernsworthy stuff, which I'll finish after the unspoilable thing.
It's going to be kind of irritating when somebody writes a script to solve the unspoilable thing.
I can make that more troublesome. Yeah, on my end.
He can make that problematic, and it's going to be, I don't know, it's not going to be something that, like, it'll have to be a script that runs all your turns for you. Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be something you can just open in another window and click one thing and it does it.
You should try out KOL Mafia, everyone here who has not tried it.
I haven't tried it in a while.
The interface confused the shit out of me.
Yeah, play around with it, though. It's worthwhile. I mean, there's a button to get from the base of the tower to the top of the Sorcerer's Tower.
Huh. And it will spend whatever adventures it needs to spend getting
there. Yeah, I heard it's pretty intelligent.
It's broken a lot of the time because we keep changing stuff and things, yeah. But, like, it's amazing how much stuff has been automated.
Well, I don't think that there's really any way around that, because I mean anything based on
just on logic,
yeah. I mean, if a player can solve it, then a player can also program a computer to solve it for them.
And that's, you know, that's something that's okay.
Yeah.
It'll just be complicated.
It'll be complicated, and you won't be able to actually give the answer to someone else. They'll have to either do it themselves or run the script themselves.
Yeah. Some guy 17 asks why any given staff requires muscle to equip. Wouldn't it make more sense to have a base mysticality to equip them? No, 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 because staves are just big sticks.
Yes.
We'll eventually have some staves.
That are actually a group of employed people.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. No. That's a very.
You can have your people call the monsters people.
Yeah. And exactly. They'll do lunch.
Yeah.
Yukon says, I recently found out that if you put a number greater than 1 into the box to cast the snow cone ability, and you have that number of times 5 MP, it uses that much MP. Is this a bug?
Seriously?
Yeah, it's been there for a long time.
Yeah, but I thought it was fixed a long time ago.
I
wasn't
aware of it.
No, it's... Oh. You can kind of swing yourself out of MP if you want to, in a lot of different ways.
And so the doctor said, well, don't do that.
Shaggy asks, speaking of which, any word on when the powder will begin working on WADS? Should have...
Did that not roll out?
Happened on Monday.
I don't think we announced it as a thing.
Oh.
I
coded it, and it worked.
And you rolled it out.
I think I rolled it out. If not, it's just... I can numb here, and let me push use...
Simon M77 says, no one-handed mist weapon, and the fact that they don't work on the star key door, oversight or intentional? Intentional. Because we didn't want to reduce the time commitment to solving that quest.
Yeah. There's a special little message if you try it with one of the one-handed ones. I think it says something about the weapon not being powerful enough.
Toothless says, how about a monkey skill where you can summon and throw guano during battle? I don't think monkeys produce bats? Guano.
Yeah.
They throw, like, monkey poop, maybe.
Snod says, any word on the familiar kill preservation DLE? It's going to be a while.
Yeah.
That might be, well, I don't know. It might be something we try and convince Xeno to work on while we're at Comic-Con.
So the thing is in order to do that, I need a long rollover.
Yeah.
For one. And two, I have to be very, very careful because it involves moving around data that's kind of sensitive.
And we all know what long rollovers mean, right? Yeah. Make sure to do it on a day we haven't had a catastrophe.
Yeah.
Moth says, it'd be neat if we could have a leaderboard of the, say, top 20 level players in the game just for old times and old timers' sake.
We kind of didn't do that because we wanted to discourage that behavior initially.
Yeah. It might be time to bring that back.
Yeah.
It has been a year.
Dr. Van Mojo says, there are several gaps in the plexiglass panoply and stainless steel set, i.e. offhand items, shirts. Are there any plans to fill in those gaps? Not shirts. I mean,
where would... We don't have extra classes to give those items to.
Yeah. And plus, are they... I mean, plexiglass, there's no offhand item missing because the plexiglass weapon is two-handed.
Yeah. I would say the offhand item for the stainless steel is another stainless steel shillelagh.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because, I mean, you have to have ascended as a steel clubber twice to get the clubs, and, you know...
And at least once to have the dual wield.
Yeah, you ought to, at that point, have dual wield.
I don't know, is dual wield... Nah, I think dual wield is probably a... Well, I don't know.
It's... I don't know.
How early do people tend to take dual wield compared to things like tongue or thrust smack?
I think it was just sort of a bullshit justification. It didn't really require any more thought.
Never mind.
Yeah, you're right, though. I mean, whatever. Redmage13 asks if anyone on the Asymmetric crew has seen the anime Hellsing. If so, can we fans expect any references at some point in time?
I have, and it's not really something that's very referenceable in
canon. Anime is terrible.
I need to get around to reading those graphic novels you've got of it.
Pretty good.
You also need to get around to referring to graphic novels as comic books, like a grown-up.
Comic books are the 22-page paper things.
Oh,
I mean, if it... I could say trade paperbacks.
There
would that
go.
Make you happy?
That's okay. What I want you to say. That would make me... That, in fact, I am happy.
Good, good.
Jetor says, two quick questions. One, is there likely to be any booze that gives balanced stats like Hell Ramen does for food and is better than the especially spicy Bloody Mary? And question two, is there, whether it be a premium item, all of the time equipment, any offhand item that will give extra adventures per day, even if it is a Mr. Store item, perhaps? I don't see any reason why there wouldn't eventually be an offhand item that gave extra adventures per day.
I mean, you can equip two time swords.
Oh, that's true. Time S-words.
That's swords, Mr. Connery, not S-words. It began with a letter S!
Olaf says, are you willing to disclose any information about the upcoming smithing revamp? When, what, etc.?
It's going to be big.
It's going to be shiny.
It's not going to be... Is it going to be big? I mean, it's...
Underwhelming.
I don't tend to think of it as really being that big of a deal.
Well, no, big, there's... Assuming we do it the way that we've been talking about it, there's a lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
I guess, like, having the 20 or 30 or 40 new items.
Next week, right?
Yeah, we were talking about doing some of the initial stuff for Tuesday,
Update is part of the new set of smithing content.
We're going to be on the road on Tuesday.
And then, like,
wait to be on the road on Tuesday. The life I love is going to Comic-Con with my friends. I mean, with...
is it also the only road you've ever known? I guess so, because...
Yes.
It's also sort of a boulevard of broken dreams that I walk alone. I remember somebody talking about the lyrics of that song and how pretty much every sentence in the lyrics of that song are just another way of saying, I walk alone.
Isn't that ironic?
Don't you think?
I don't know. Zerus again asks about jarts.
Oh, yeah. Haven't thought about those in a while.
Khufu asked if Asymmetric is interested in investors. And no, not at this point. I'd like to...
Feel free to donate as much as you want, though.
I'd like to stand on our own legs as long as we can.
It means less people to please, ultimately.
I think we spend a lot of time sitting down, though.
Cooper shares his favorite webcomics also. Concerned, Order of the Stick, and Akewood, Dr. McNinja shows promise, but the writing can be uneven at times. Care to share your top three or four? Penny Arcade and Super Mega. The only webcomics I read.
Akewood is really good. Scary Go Round is probably my favorite.
Dinosaur Comics.
Dinosaur Comics is good. White Ninja is good. I read VG Cats, but it doesn't update very often.
I used to like Diesel Sweeties.
Yeah, I like Diesel
Sweeties. Yeah, it was all right. I kind of fell out of the habit of reading it.
Yeah,
that,
I mean,
that
I don't think
goats,
I ever was in the habit of reading
kinda,
it.
Yeah.
What's that?
Goats.
Yeah, see, I used to really like Goats, and then they started doing that donate enough money and we'll write a new comic bullshit, and I was just like, all right, I'm just not reading this anymore. Because, I mean, well, I probably would have, but it's like they started updating like once a week instead of every day.
Have you seen the Diablo action figure he's got now? It's pretty slick. I mean, it's like full-on professional action figure, comes with various accessories and stuff, and I'm kind of jealous. We need to find out where he got them made.
Yeah, I'm sure it's China.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, more drama with the tiny plastics. We may or may not. Probably not. We will almost certainly not have any to sell at Comic-Con.
Oh, really?
We were expecting.
Wait, what?
We were expecting not to have any time.
Yeah, we were expecting not to have any. It ended up just costing a fortune to priority ship.
To get them shipped
like,
to us.
They've
there.
Got like 100 of each figure made that they could send to us, but it's just, it's costs. I mean, it costs more than we would make if we sold all of them, so it's just kind of creating work for no real benefit.
Well,
and
we can
plus,
take
you know, debuting them at Con. Although, I don't even know. We might want to start selling them in the store before that.
I think we probably want to start selling them in the store.
Because I don't know that we want to sit on them for three. I keep thinking that there's not a lot of time between Comic-Con and Con.
It's like 6 weeks.
Yeah, and that's longer than I think it is.
Should be able to get the feelies done in that time, I think, if I bust my ass.
I think the new shirts that we're selling will go in after Comic-Con.
Into the store?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We may need you to take some pitches.
Yeah. Some pitches?
We could just throw them on the scanner.
It's true. We could just sort of have somebody wear them and then point the scanner at them. It's kind of like a large format.
The National Geographic article that somebody did just scanned moths. They just took moths and they just scanned them. And they got these like extremely high-resolution images. Wow. And they're beautiful. They were like really neat.
Did they
ideas.
Close the door on the scanner?
Well, I mean, they had some backing. I don't think they crushed the moths.
Baby got backing?
Yeah.
Maybe but they did crush the moths, and then it was like, Quango.
Why does everybody want to send Valentine's in bricks? Like,
what?
There's just tons of people asking us if there's going to be some sort of Valentine brick.
I this is the first I've heard of it.
I guess we could do something like that for February's grimoire item.
Yeah. A love brick. Johnny Turk
just
says,
a
"Why
beating
isn't the
heart that you throw something through oh my god."
Johnny Turk asks why magic missile isn't affected by spell damage enhancers because it does 1d4 plus 1 damage per missile.
That's right.
Read the book.
And you know what? If you don't like it, you can take your fucking Cheetos and go home. Irony Lad asks if we can sing the Cheers song on air. I don't think so.
No.
I don't know the Cheers song on it well enough.
It's the song where everyone knows your name.
I mean, it is true that making your way in the world today takes everything you've got, and that taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
I sometimes feel that I would like to get away. And go, you know, to the sort of place where everybody knows your name.
And they're always glad you came?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to go where people know that people are all the same?
I do. I want to go to where everybody knows my name.
See, there, so we'll recite the cheers.
That was
Did I take you to the bar that Cheers is based on in Boston?
You took me past it, but I was pretty sure that that was just another one of the things that you were just making up a bunch of stupid things. Hot Stuff took me on this sort of liar's tour of Boston.
Liar's tour.
Where about half of it was probably legitimate historical facts about buildings and stuff, and the other half was totally made up.
That's
awesome. It was neat. I have to say, Paul Revere had the most boring house I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You go to Paul Revere's house in Boston, and it looks like just the side of some warehouse.
It's like you boarded up shack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boston.
Irony Lad also asked if I like Gilbert Gottfried, or if we like Gilbert Gottfried.
Sometimes he's funny.
MEP42 says, Dear Jake, why is marijuana legal, or why isn't marijuana legal in the U.S.? I'm so confused. The law says it's bad, but the Bible clearly states it's mine to partake of. What should I do? I don't know. Cleave unto your wife. The Bible says all kinds of stuff that, don't look back in anger, or you'll turn into salt.
What?
No, like listening to Oasis makes your blood pressure higher. Something like, it's weird.
What Bible have you been reading?
Yeah.
The Pearl Bible?
MEP42 keeps talking about marijuana legalization. Squeeman says, why does Riff cheat at KOL? He has the trivial skilled and jack of several trades trophies with only 7 ascensions. He would need 12 to actually qualify for them.
I got it fairly, but I got it fairly during ascension testing, and then those records were wiped.
Yeah.
Cheaters never prosper.
Yeah.
Says, Master...
What are you talking about?
Master Bastard Hot Stuff over here.
Master Bastard. Master Bastard runs Bartertown.
No. Auntie. What was her name?
Auntie Entity, I think.
Auntie Entity?
No, maybe I'm thinking of someone else.
I thought her name was just Auntie.
It was Auntie something.
You know who knows?
Who?
The Internet.
Oh.
Who's that guy? I don't know if I met him.
I'm searching IMDb for you. Have you guys ever seen the movie Mixed Nuts?
I think I've
No, it is Auntie Entity.
Ha-ha! Point for me!
Irony Lad? No.
What?
What?
If you'll understand. If you can learn how to read.
Reading is hard. Let's go shopping.
I never learned how to read.
What's in the box? I can't read.
Are you down below here? Gleave says, what is worse than life?
Huh. Beef stew?
Wow, you skipped like 2 pages down from my Irony Lad reference.
What?
The question before the Gilbert...
I like it when you guys answered lots of questions in a row without telling us what the questions were. Can you do that again? Yeah, no.
Was that the lightning round?
Thanks for ruining my joke. It was a private little moment that I had.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
The one time you actually make a good joke, I stomp all over it. Because
I made a non-verbal joke.
A non-gerbal joke?
Yeah, a non-gerbal joke. Which is strange, because almost all my humor involves gerbils in one way.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
Most of the time on the radio, I'm just juggling gerbils while I make jokes.
And then it's weird, yeah. The cat's just always hanging out underneath him, hoping that he's going to drop one.
But. Yeah.
Nilo Mortis says, are you ever going to make more clan furniture to fill those 2 empty slots? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
It's kind of frustrating, because it's like 80% written.
Well, not the furniture. The trainers are.
You mean the new pants?
What?
The new shoes, you mean?
Training pants.
Training
shoes.
What?
Training bras. Bra.
What up, bra?
Yeah.
Waterboo says, hey, what is the reason that HP restoring at your campsite varies and MP does not? It does.
It does. Indeed.
Zerus asks if I'm pumped about Guitar Hero 2. Sort of. I don't know any of the songs that they've announced so far that everybody's all excited about. Oh, and Mellowcorks points out that Dokutsu Mono Guitar is a cave story.
Huh.
I played it for a minute.
I noticed that in Guitar Hero 1, there's an Honest Bob and the Factory to Dealer Incentive song. somewhere? It's like one of the unlockables. Am I making that up?
A lot of the unlockables
in Boston
music.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I know those guys, so it's just.
In fact, I'd say more than half of the.
Right, and Freeze Pop too. Like,
is Freeze Pop a Boston group?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Freeze Pop is awesome. Yeah, I love them.
Is Guitar Hero written by folks in Boston?
I don't know.
Huh.
It's probably
like
MIT
most
Vegas.
Of the I'd say yeah, more than half of the unlockables are Boston rock songs.
Interesting.
Cave Story was written in Boston. Boston, Japan. which they call...
Bostonu.
Oh, Bostonu, yeah.
What about Bono?
Bono Stono. Bono drank Sterno. That's why he didn't get the Andromeda strain.
Wow.
Well, that's what happens in the Andromeda strain. Yeah.
You're causing our audience to cry like babies.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Have you guys read the Andromeda strain?
No.
Anyway.
I don't think you need to anymore.
Do you recommend it?
No, it's pretty good.
The movie's actually pretty good.
Do they figure that, is that the same reason the guy doesn't get it in the movie, though?
Yeah.
Because I don't remember. I don't actually remember. I don't think I ever saw that.
It was
part
the
movie.
Baby and then the wino survived.
Because the baby was like a hemophiliac.
No, it was just colicky. He was like crying.
When crying makes your blood not coagulate.
Yeah, something like that.
Huh.
So don't cry when I stab you with this next time.
Yeah, I'll try. And just try not to wear your Argentina costume, and that will make it easier.
That's true.
I'm glad I don't live at your place.
Tater's Choice says, if you were to put KOL on either the Nintendo Wiki or the Nintendo DS, which would you pick? You mean the Wii?
Yo, motherfucker.
No.
I'd say the DS because it's more portable and more people would play it.
Yeah, I think KOL works more as a DS game than a game where you have to wave some bullshit around at your television.
It'll be bullshit. It'll be made out of plastic.
That's neat. That's actually something we never explored. Darkhaf says, hey, there should be an old angry hippie either south of the border or in Little Canada who went there to escape the Cola Wars. That would be pretty cool. The draft dodger. Yeah.
One of the attack miss messages could be like, you throw a raft at him, but he gets out of the way. Now you know that he's a good raft dodger.
Sean Flannery says, yeah, Brad Pitt was in The River Runs Through It, and Redford directed it. Oh, okay.
Ah, there you go.
Dogalicious says, have you ever thought about epic familiars as a prize for future guild quests? They'd be a little bit more powerful than normal familiars, but only work if you're a certain class. Why, yes, we have. Not exactly like that.
Way, way back in the original Ascension scheme, we were going to have familiar rewards for softcore oxy runs. But that just got to be too arduous. Although now we have a lot more tools to write familiars a lot faster and better.
Yeah. Mox's Mouse says, is it intentional that accordion thieves are the only ones able to make the top reagent potions without outside help? Yes. Also, why is the high main recipe so weird? Why is your mom's recipe so weird?
Recipe for what?
Disaster.
She's the master of disaster.
Or maybe it's because her appetite for destruction is so...
refined.
So refined, yeah, that she needs a recipe for disaster. Ez Machine says, why does the mine go up into the mountain, not down under the ground? How do you know it goes up and not down?
Because you start at the bottom of the screen, maybe?
You're looking top down. It's not...
Yeah, that mountain is just actually a giant flat triangle. No, I mean, you look at the cave, it goes down underneath the mountain.
Yeah.
I think she's talking about the mining game, the fact that you mine up up the screen.
You're mining forward.
Forward.
This is one of those problems where the camera angle changes in a way that the audience doesn't expect, and it causes some sort of narrative disharmony. What we need is a 3D tilt when you go in.
Yeah, it would be like zoom in, like. You know what we should do? We should make all of the transitions from zone to zone look exactly like ActRaiser when you go down to the overworld.
It's because we just installed a sprites rotator in our JavaScript.
Yeah, in our hardware, we every game has to take advantage of it for some reason. That was fucking nauseating. I was able to, like, close my eyes when I was playing ActRaiser when that shit happened.
I love ActRaiser.
Euphoria Z says, is it possible to buy custom tattoos? Also, if I get my KOL tattoo, does that entitle me to a custom in-game tat? You know what? I'm going to say not anymore.
It was cool, like, the first time, but it shouldn't be a...
You know, we've had three or four people do it, yeah. And it's too big now, and too many people are getting KOL-related tattoos, and sorry, I can't keep...
We're flattered,
I can't keep giving everybody custom tattoos. Yeah, it's neat that you want to take our stuff and put it on your body forever. It really is. And I don't... You know, I would probably make fun of you if you got, like, a Backstreet Boys tattoo or whatever, but, you know... Our stuff is cool on its own, and, you know, it'll be just as much of a goofy non sequitur 50 years from now as it is now.
Yeah.
And you can explain, you know.
And also, nowadays, people could take a temporary tattoo that we create and put it on their arm and take a picture of it and say, no, really, I got a
cable. Yeah, or just Photoshop.
You know, it's happened, too, yeah.
Yeah, right, and you send in some awful, received some awful Photoshop tattoos that some people did.
We never officially announced that was what we were doing, and I'm glad because now I'm officially announcing that that's not what we were ever doing or are doing now again. Never.
Sorry, I just thought that the game I was playing... I'm playing that really frustrating jumping puzzle game.
Yeah, I can imagine that's the kind of thing that I would just be so shitty at that I would never play past the first level.
I'm on the last level right now, and it's just...
That seems to me a game that would piss me right off.
Darkhaf says that when you discover the sign to the White Citadel, you don't have the option to adventure again in Whitey's Grove, and that's intentional. That was
supports you to go back and notice that there's a new zone.
More people than not were confused and didn't actually realize that sign represented the opening of a new zone.
Yeah, so like I went through it for the first time, I didn't realize.
Yeah,
so.
And I mean, so it's just because you figured it out doesn't mean that everybody else would. So,
and also, if you really want to go adventure back in Whitey's Grove after you found that sign, you can use the adventure again.
You can use the last adventure.
Or last adventure link, rather.
Or you can use one of those Grease Monkey scripts.
Yeah.
Or you can just have a robot play the game for you.
Yeah.
Hey, we made that change to the policies. Do we want to talk about that?
Oh, just the advertising thing?
Yeah. You made that change and you didn't announce it?
Yeah, I forgot to announce it.
It's not really a huge change.
It's not a big deal.
But it does affect some people, and I think it should be known.
Yeah, we have decided that we don't want people advertising stuff. I mean, we always knew that we didn't want people advertising stuff, but, like, don't advertise eBay auctions in your mall stores. Don't advertise sites where people can sign up for, you know, you to get a free iPod or whatever. Like, it's kind of don't advertise. If you post a link that you make meat or money from somebody clicking on it, you shouldn't do that anymore.
I'll announce it later after we get off the air.
What's the penalty? Are we just removing links, or are we banning accounts?
Well, whatever feels appropriate, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. There's no actual, like, punishment defined. I mean, my tendency is if I see it, I'll probably just remove the link, you know. Mm-hmm. And if they put it back, I'll remove it again. And if they put it back again, I'll be like, "Fuck you, motherfucker."
What you should do is just, like, change one of the letters in the link so it doesn't work. And maybe they'll never notice.
I mean, a lot of this stuff like that annoyed me was covered by that posting links to those fucking stupid games where you just are tricking people into clicking on links. That is one of the most irresponsible things I've ever encountered. Anybody, like, I want to find the people who made those games and just kick them in the balls over and over again until there is nothing left to kick.
Well, why? What's your particular anger against them?
Because it forces those people into every other possible community on the internet, trying to get people to click on these stupid things.
It's just like the way to be good at that game is to be an asshole.
I got
You know, like, fuck that noise. Nidgill says, are you trying to turn the game into one that you do like? Yes, by nerfing everything that people enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious. If it doesn't enjoy the game, you should remove all the things it doesn't like. Wait, I was going somewhere completely different with that, but I forgot what I was trying to say. In other words, beer.
Next Tuesday's content will be in the addition of much more porn.
Yeah. And pop-ups for your browsing convenience. Well, we want to put it, make it to where things that Jick likes. Sorry.
Rickett says, no, actually, Snot says, breaking stasis isn't necessarily an across-the-board fix because not every player understands how it works. The fix that, or the fact that many players are just now realizing how useful entangling noodles are is a good indication of this, especially since many of these players are very, very accomplished softcore players.
That was noted in one of those forum threads where I think it was Lucifer did the... He was the one who posted the thread that was like, I'm going to do a... softcore run with no auto.
It wasn't Lucifer that started that thread.
No,
not if
he,
you're
he
talking
like
about
the guide
same thread.
Doing it, right?
Oh, okay.
Or like he put a guide together.
Right.
Doing that, I think. But yeah, no. I mean, like, there's lots of combinations and ways to do these fights that people just have never thought about.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Vicky asks if the sorcerers will get more familiars with NS13, and will the killer bee counteract one of them?
That'd be pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'm all for forcing people to adventure into that act.
Yeah,
totally.
Because that one drops pretty readily.
Yeah.
Moth says, please nerf stasis, thank you. Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Puton Eska says, idea for stasis nerf, restrict the amount of mana you can gain from a combat, i.e. you can gain mana in combat to use it in combat, but you can't net a gain of more than 5 or 10 mana. That's probably what we're going to do. I mean, we'll look at how much the Saw Sphere costs, and, you know, if we, like, just nerf the shit out of it, maybe we'll reduce the cost. I don't know. But, you know, it's not something we would just fail to consider. But, Rickett says, even if the Saw Spheres are limited by how much damage the monster deals, stasis will still work and return more HP/MP than you put in. I mean, the way that I would nerf stasis, and the way that I would nerf all of the strategies that I sort of dislike now, is by just not having the Saw Spheres or your familiar act past round 5 in combat. Because then the overwhelming majority of people are not affected by the change at all.
Or I'm thinking diminishing returns. Also, I mean,
I don't like the idea of familiar stopping to act 5 or round 5 because of the naughty sorcerers fight.
I would say boss fights would be immune from that.
Okay,
because you know your familiar is like more enthusiastic during boss fights. And, you know, most familiars that people actually use wouldn't be affected by that at all because they're the ones that act at the end of combat and only act once. But it's like, you know, I don't want there to be, and I know people disagree with me, but I'm sorry, I'm just going to have to call taking my ball and going home on this if you don't agree with me. Anything forcing combat to last out to the 30-round limit is not a strategy. It is an exploit.
I mean,
because that round limit is in place to as this years-old shitty band-aid to a failure of the combat system to resolve quickly. And it's not part of the game. The 30-round limit is not part of the game. Fuckers.
We could just reduce it to 5.
Alright.
I'm sure that would solve the problem for some definition of solve.
I mean, it will be interesting to see if we do, you know, diminishing returns or the you know, stopping things from working after 5 rounds, what the new optimal strategies for combat will be. Because you might still want to get into combat instead of doing the one-hit kill kind of thing at the, you know, the outset of your level. Maybe you'll try to, like, get into fights where you can last 3 rounds and then kill the monster. But, you know, that's strategy, I think, as opposed to stasis, where you stay in for 25 rounds every single fight.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see, I think.
Jeffrey Duke says, hey, Jake, breaking news. Auto-assault still sucks. Hogula says, the non-corporeal Protoss unit is probably an Archon, assuming I know which one you're talking about. Although, it was some kind of... I feel like it was some kind of shadow, like it may be what I'm thinking of.
Of when you do the transformation thing, the Protoss thing? Am I thinking of that?
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of the... Maybe I'm thinking of that Wraith unit in Warcraft 3.
I think, what about the Dark Archon?
Okay, the Dark Archon. Yeah,
that's
maybe that's
the transformation. It's the thing that you can turn into... that, like...
Well, both of the Archons did that. You sacrifice two of the units, and then they turn into the Archon.
Oh, okay.
But just the
yeah, the Archon is like two of those blade Templars. Guys, right? The, yeah. The, like two of
the Light Templar and the Dark Templar are both...
God, it's been so many years since I played. I don't remember how all this works.
I remember just really, really liking the Protoss thematically. Like, that they... Like, feeling like with the Protoss, they managed to create something that was just completely new in science fiction. I mean, like... You know, because the Zerg, I mean, the humans were pretty much the space marines from Alien, Zerg were pretty much the aliens from Alien, but the Protoss were just like, you know,
predators.
Maybe if I had read more, but they weren't like predator, really. I
mean, no, that's what I'm saying.
It'd be funny if they were, yeah.
Dr. Van Van Mojo comments that having the familiar stop acting after five turns would really suck for Moxie classes that are playing the plinking with the crossbow game, yeah.
Duffield asks how our dev server setup works. He says, do your dev PHP files interact with the main database, or do you work with separate test database? We interact with the main database because it would just be way too much of a hassle to not.
Yeah, if we had to clone the databases around, that'd be a giant hairball headache, I think I was trying to say. It's not by any means what... like an enterprise person would consider the optimal environment for the two people that are developing on it and the maybe 15 people that can use it.
Yeah.
It works pretty well because we can do things quickly and efficiently and test it and get it out and let y'all enjoy it. It's like we don't use like normal our access restriction or content control like CVS. We use Vim swap files.
Yeah, that's...
Which just turned out to work pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, since there's only two of us, and we know each other's phone numbers. It would suck if it was like we were a big team of coders working in shifts, and we had to wait for somebody to get back into town or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever.
But for a small company, you know... One of the things that I've really learned from this job is that the enterprise way or the one true way that most people would think about doing things is usually not right in most situations.
Well, in smaller scale stuff. I mean, like, enterprise solutions are like...
Like traditional programming practices would have us define all of our functions in separate pieces our separate files and use more object-oriented stuff than we do. And
I mean, the thing is, like, enterprise stuff, the way that we had to write code... All right, the last job that I worked at was, I think, it was an organization that was suffering from growing pains of moving from an organization our size to an organization that had 8 or 10 people writing code, and everything was moving to object orientation, and everybody who actually had to do anything in code was super resistant to moving toward the new objects because every operation took 30 or 40 times as long as it did to just write code that directly interfaced with the database, right? And for stuff like, for the stuff that I was doing, where it was like, all right, we were writing code that then processed 200,000 customer records all at once, it's like, you know, doing it the old way and doing it the right way was a difference between, all right, the old way, I can get this done in 3 days, doing it the right way, it's going to take 3 weeks, because it's going to take 3 fucking weeks for this process to run.
Yeah.
You know, and just be horrible on the database. I mean, there's so much stuff that I guess, you know, you could conceivably do things in the, like, nice, you know, textbook, object-oriented way and have the object be smart enough to not make database calls that it doesn't need to or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But it's just like, it's also for unexpected reasons. Like, doing it the right way would mean that we would be spending most of our time reading from the disk on the web servers.
Yeah.
Because before I even worked here, we just ran into the problem where the reading the PHP files from the web servers was the bottleneck. Yeah. Or a big part of it.
And, I mean, I remember figuring that out. I wasn't even at my house. On a filthy couch in my friend's house that he was renting in Seattle when I suddenly realized, when I came to the conclusion that the reason that the game was slow, the reason that we couldn't have more than 250 simultaneous players without it just grinding to a halt was because of the disk access. And so making a single change, like switching it so the chat worked in like a sort of shitty third grade way instead of actually using, you know, an include file for the functions, just dramatically increased the performance of the game. So, I mean, since then it's been trying to kind of fake it. I mean, we sort of have to, we have
a theory, in order to get around this, basically every, we have a big file that that doesn't get executed that just contains a lot of function directives that we use. It's sort of like, you know, we just keep all of our functions in one place, and then we have a Perl script that builds the raw source files that we use that are easy to edit and just builds them into a working directory that makes the game go. Did I explain that right? I don't think I did.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, instead of, you know, whereas normally we would have some single bed of code that was hit every time a script executed, we are making 100 different copies of the same function for every script so that it increases performance. It's just, I mean, the thing is, you know, most enterprises are not using some bullshit Red Hat on their servers, you know.
Yeah. Like,
most enterprises are not writing stuff in PHP because PHP is not from Microsoft, you know. I mean,
that's a different show.
So. Yeah,
but yeah, there's just sort of the things that I've learned from doing here is that the one true way is not always the right way.
Yeah,
and one true way.
The thing is, the way of doing, you know, just computer science that they teach you in college is fine if you are in the sort of infinitely powerful hardware environment that a theoretical look at computer science requires you to have, but once you're out in the real world and trying to actually get code to execute on real machines for real people to run your software, you kind of have to start making sacrifices.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you also have an infinite amount of money to throw some sort of infinitely scalable hardware at your problem. Yeah.
Should be kind of nice.
It would be.
We should probably.
I guess it's time to go. I'm kind of glancing through these last.
It went really fast this time. Like,
yeah.
Talking
yeah.
about something that I like, kind of know about. Well, hey, it's now time to leave.
It is. All right. I'm gonna see if I'm gonna see if Merrick's ready. I'm gonna say ready? Question mark? Merrick? And So they got. They're doing some kind of a cool down show. After our show, and they now have some, I think it's Radio Pug Bear. That I gave him a little thing like I wrote for Phoenix and Nama, where they, Merrick and whoever he does the show with, and I'm sorry, you who talked to me yesterday and I forgot who you are, so they can both read the messages to Radio Pug Bear. I don't know.
That's pretty clever. So, I like that.
I wasn't
aware of that.
What did we?
Song? REM. I don't know.
How about Shoehorn with Teeth? That's nice and short.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask him if 1:15 is okay. Yes, I am. All right. We will see you guys. I'll see you on Monday, I guess. I'll be around to do the show on Monday and then ready to head out Tuesday morning for Comic-Con.
Thursday show, I don't know if I'm going to want to do it myself, so that's kind of up in the air. Because I would be the only one here. So.
Yeah, we may not have a show on Thursday, but the following Monday we'll be back, right?
Yeah.
Theoretically, we have internet at the hotel.
Well, oh, yeah. So we could. I mean,
we'll
Nama,
figure that out if the road comes.
If Nama is there, we're not sure if she's going or not. If she's there, she'll know how to broadcast from my laptop, and we might be able to do a show on Thursday. But if not, whatever. We'll see you guys in a while.
See ya.
Good night, everybody.
He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth. People should get beat up for stating their beliefs. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth. Cause he knows there's no such thing. He asks a girl if they can both sit in a chair, but he doesn't get nervous. She's not really there. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth. Cause he knows there's no such thing. Tour the world in a heavy metal band, but they run out of gas. The plane can never land. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth. People should get beat up for stating their beliefs. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth. Cause he knows there's no such thing. What's the sense in ever thinking about the tomb when you're much too busy returning to the womb? He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth.
People should get beat up for stating their beliefs. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth, 'cause he knows there's no such thing.